This podcast is brought to you by 24/7 Youth Ministry in Loveland, Ohio. 24/7 is the youth ministry of Living Word Fellowship. For more information, visit us at www.facebook.com/living247.
We are going to go ahead and we're going to continue in our teaching series. We're in week three of our series, The Walking Dead. Past few weeks, what we've been looking at is the popular show, The Walking Dead, that's on right now. And some of the things that relate to how a zombie acts and how that, at times, honestly, kind of can relate to how we act in our life. Some of the comparisons between a zombie and us, and some things to look out for as we're moving forward in our spiritual life. Some zombie-like states and zombie-like tendencies that we can tend to carry in our spiritual life. Last week, what we looked at was the fact that we tend to do something in our life the same way that a zombie does, only we do it in the reverse. You know, a zombie in its past used to be somebody, and it currently has forgotten who it used to be. And now it's just this creature that just roams the earth. Whereas we do the same thing, only we do it in reverse. Where we, when we become Christians and we receive Christ into our heart, Scripture says that we become a new creation, that we get a new spirit born inside of us. All the old things that we used to do, God has wiped clean. God has forgiven us for our past. He's forgiven us for all of those things that we used to do, and the guilt and the pain and stuff that we used to carry. And from God's perspective, we're clean and we're whole, and we can move forward with Him. But a lot of times, we can't let go of that stuff. We can't forget about who we used to be. And a lot of times, even after we receive Christ, we still move forward carrying all that guilt and all of that shame of things that we did in the past. And at the same time, a lot of times when we receive Christ, we don't really change our actions. We don't really try to move forward and stop doing the things that we used to do. We still continue to act like that old person we used to be, even though we've received Christ and Christ has made us new according to Scripture. And so, you know, with that, we kind of do the same thing with as a zombie does, only we do it in reverse. A zombie forgot who it used to be, whereas we can't forget who we used to be sometimes. And it's as we move forward in our spiritual walk, that's something we need to grow in. We need to be able to understand who we are now in Christ. And we need to understand that all of that old stuff in the past has been forgiven and forgotten. And we don't need to carry all that pain and that guilt with us anymore. But at the same time, maybe there's things in our life that we need to change. Maybe there's things in our life that we need to kind of adjust some of the actions that we do to align with what God says we are now in Him. And so that was basically what we talked about last week. This week, what I want to talk about is each of us obviously is a unique person, right? We all have talents. We all have different talents. But sometimes we walk around in almost like a zombie-like state in the sense that we don't really bother to think about the talents that and the gifts that God has put in us. We just tend to roam through our life just doing our thing without any real purpose behind what we're doing. Similar to a zombie. A zombie has no purpose in what it's doing throughout eternity, right? Once it becomes a zombie, until somebody comes along and puts it down, it just roams wherever it's going to roam. It has no purpose behind what it's doing. It's just kind of roaming around, right? Doing its thing. Has no real direction. Has no real goal. Has nothing that it's trying to develop in its life. It's just a zombie, right? It's just living life every day, one day at a time, just doing whatever. And sometimes we can fall into that if we're not careful. Sometimes we can miss the gifts that God gave us. And that's what I want to talk about, is I want to talk about the unique gifts that God has put in each of us, but not in the way probably that you're used to hearing when people talk about the gifts that God has given you. According to Scripture, God has gifted us, and there's actually different types of gifts that God can give us in various areas of Scripture. But the gifts I'm talking about, I'm not talking about talents. There's a difference between a gift in the sense that I want to talk about this morning, and a talent that you have. Some of us have a lot of good talents. We play music very well. Some of us are very athletic. Some of us are very academic. Schooling comes really easy to us, right? Some of us have the ability to speak very well in public. You know, these are all talents that you have. And make no mistake, these are gifts that God has placed in you, but they're more talents in the things that God will use in your life and bring out in your life. But those aren't the exact gifts that I'm talking about. In the book of Romans, Romans 12, 12, 3 through 8, we're going to look at a set of scriptures over a set of gifts that each of us has in us. And it's really something that we see in each other. But until we've really looked at these scriptures, sometimes we can miss it and not really understand what it is that we're seeing in that other person. We just know that they act a little bit different than us. But we can't really put our finger on it. And I hope that this teaching this morning will kind of open your eyes to some of that, of what those differences really are that you're seeing in other people. And then also open your eyes to the gifts, the unique gift that God has given you. And that you can be able to take that and say, you know what? This is something uniquely that God has put in me that's different from my friends that I need to grow in. And that I need to use on a regular basis to help people around me. So we're going to look at Romans 12, verses 3 through 8. Romans 12, verse 3 says this: because of the privilege and authority God has given me, this is Apostle Paul talking. He says, because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourself, measuring yourself by the faith God has given us. So before he goes into these gifts, the first thing he does is he gives you a warning. He gives us a warning. And he says, listen, don't be prideful about this. Don't think that you're better than somebody else spiritually or in any other area of your life. Look at yourself in a realistic way based on the faith that God has given you. Judge yourself on what God has given you. Don't judge yourself or base who you are on other people around you. He says, just as our bodies are many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is encouraging others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership abilities, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have the gift of showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Those gifts right there that are listed in Romans 12 are known as the redemptive gifts. Each of us has specific redemptive gifts that God has given us from birth. There's things in us that just naturally, that it's easier for us to do than other people. Some of the gifts that were listed in there, one of them was kindness. Some people, there's just something about them, they have this natural ability to just be kind to people. Other people, that might not be so easy for them. For some reason, maybe it's not so easy for them to just be kind to everybody that comes around them, right? Another gift that was listed in there was prophesying. The prophet, one of their main functions is to bring people to repentance. The prophet is the kind of person that will stand up and be like, hey, this is right, this is wrong, and you're wrong in what you're doing, and you need to stop it. That's actually a gift from God. Sometimes we can push that away and be like, oh, that's just judgmental. You're just being all judgmental and not loving, and you need to be more loving. But what we miss is that's actually a gift from God when it comes to that bringing people to repentance in their life. And some people are naturally like that. Some people have this thing in them that they want to point out what's right and what's wrong, and they want to try to get people to do what Scripture says and do what's right. That's prophesying. That's being a prophet. That's a gift from God, actually, according to Romans. That's something in them that's a gift. But then at the same time, there's also a gift of people who are merciful. People that will look at somebody and be like, yeah, I know you're doing wrong, but you know what? I love you anyway, and it's okay. I'm going to walk through this thing with you, and I'm going to be there with you, and I'm not going to sit here and pound on you and tell you you're this horrible person and everything else. I'm just going to love on you. That's what the mercy gift is. And we each have these unique gifts. And one of the things that Scripture very clearly points out is that we should not judge one another because somebody has a different gift than us. Scripture says that we need to judge ourselves based on the faith God has given us. And we need to look at ourselves and realize, what's the gift God's given me? What's the gift God's given you? I can tell you right now, each and every single person in this room has one of these redemptive gifts. The unique thing about Christ when he walked on the earth was he had every single one of these gifts fully and completely and was able to operate in all of them. And guess what? Each of us can do the same thing, actually. Just like it might take you practice to become a better musician or a better athlete or a better whatever it is, whatever that talent is that you have, these redemptive gifts, you can also grow in these as well. There's going to be some redemptive gifts that are just naturally part of your makeup. Maybe you're just naturally loving. Maybe you're just a natural leader. For some reason, when you're in school, when you're in sports, whatever it is, people just naturally tend to follow you. There's just something about how you carry yourself, how you communicate to other people. People automatically look at you as a leader. Guess what? That's a redemptive gift from God placed in you from birth. And it's important for us to recognize those things in ourselves. It's very important for us to recognize those things and begin to develop them because they are a unique gift from God. It's very, very important for us to be able to develop those. And the gift that's given to us isn't given to us just so that we have the gift. It's given to us so that once we do become a Christian, if we do give our life over to Christ, we use those gifts to further the body of Christ and to encourage those brothers and sisters around us in Christ. That's the primary purpose of those gifts in our life, is to be able to encourage and help the body of Christ to grow and to help those people around us. But it's important that we don't judge other people based on their gift if it's different than what we have. Okay? So there's two things that we need to look at. Number one is, what is your specific gift? What is it about you that God has placed in you based on those specific redemptive gifts right there? There's 7 specific ones listed in those scriptures. The 7 specific ones listed are, number one is prophecy. It's being the prophet, being able to kind of point out right and wrong, and this is right, this is wrong, you need to repent. That's a gift. Serving. There's something about certain people that they're just natural servers. You come over to their house and they'll, before you can even sit down, they've got you a drink and they got you some food and they're, hey, do you need anything else? Can I do anything for you? That's a gift. That's a serving gift. Actually, our Pastor Tara, that's one of her primary gifts. If you notice, guaranteed, watch, at our Thanksgiving meal today, if you sit in there, watch her. Guaranteed, she will not sit down. Guaranteed, she's going to be making food, putting stuff out on those tables, running back and forth from the kitchen. She has got a major serving gift in her. That is one of her primary gifts. The other one for her is mercy. She's very mercy-oriented. But watch her today. And you're going to see it in action. You're going to see this very scripture in action if you watch how Tara acts today during the meal in there. She's got a gift of serving. Some of us in here have that exact same gift. Some of us have it in us where we just want to serve people. We want to be out there and we want to help people and we want to serve them. Let's see. Another one is teacher. Some of us just have the natural ability to want to teach. And there's something in us that we can explain things easily to people and bring understanding to people. Not necessarily in a preachy way, but being able to take stuff and just explain it in a simple, understanding way that people can get. That's the gift of teaching. Some of us have that gift. Encourager. You wouldn't think about that as being a gift from God, but guess what? That's a gift from God. Some people have this ability to just go up and just pour encouragement onto somebody. A lot of times, these are the kind of people that don't have an enemy in the world. They can go into a room and immediately make 5 friends of perfect strangers that they've never even met and just go in and just, connect with people and just completely connect and encourage and everything else. That's a gift from God. Some of us in this room have that gift. Some of us in this room have that gift of encouragement. You just go and you desire to build people up around you. That's the gift of encouragement. giving. That's another one. You wouldn't really think of a gift from God. But there are some people that, yeah, we give our tithes on Sunday morning, but there's some people that have this thing in them, this drive in them, that they want to give and that they want to give of their money and they want to support certain things. A lot of times, people with the gift of giving are actually people who are very well money managers, extremely well money managers, like living by a budget, watching every penny, not greedy, but very thrifty in what they're doing. A lot of times, people that have that gift will be that way. And they're able to go and just give money like crazy. And because they have that gift of giving, they're not greedy at all. But they're probably very selective in what they give, because when they give, they want to make sure that what they're giving to is going to be profitable for the body of Christ. They don't just give just to give. They're very selective. But when they do, they give purposely. That's a gift from God, giving. Let's see. Another one, leadership. We talked about that one. Some people have a natural ability for leadership. That's a gift from God. The last one is kindness. Just having this ability to show kindness to people. That's another gift from God. And what I would ask you right now, what do you think your gift is out of those that I just listed? What is there something? I'm sure that when I ran through those, if you really thought about it, there's probably something in those that was like, that one connects with me. I really think that that's who I am. I have that specific gift. Each of us has a unique gift from God that he wants us to develop and he wants us to grow in. Okay? These specific ones are ones that, just like a zombie tends to not even think about those types of things, just kind of wanders through life. A lot of times, we don't understand these specific gifts. A lot of times, the types of gifts that we look at are what I mentioned before. They're more in the sense of talents. I'm a good musician. I'm a good, you know, speaker. I'm good at athletics and that kind of thing. We don't really think of these things as being gifts from God, but these are specific gifts from God. Now, there's another scripture, set of scripture that kind of aligns with this that I want to go through. It's in 2 Corinthians, starting in verse 12 as well. And it talks about the human body again. Just like Paul talked about in Romans, this one kind of goes a little bit more in depth, kind of relating us to a specific body in Christ. It says this, "The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles, some are slaves, and some are free. But we have all been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit. Yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says, 'I'm not a part of the body because I'm not a hand,' that does not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear says, 'I'm not a part of the body because I'm not an eye,' would that make it any less a part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would you hear? Or if the whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. How strange a body would be if it had only one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, 'I don't need you.' The head can't say to the foot, 'I don't need you.' In fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. And the parts we regard as less honorable are those we clothe with the greatest care. So we carefully protect those parts that should not be seen, while the more honorable parts do not require this special care. So God has put the body together such that extra honor and care are given to those parts that have less dignity. This makes for harmony among the members, so that all the members care for each other. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And if one part is honored, all the parts are glad. All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it." So basically what he's talking about there is, like I mentioned at the beginning of this, we can't judge those around us because maybe they have a different part, they have a different gift than we do. Sometimes that's exactly what we tend to do. Out of our giftedness, we look at people that don't carry that same gift as us, and because we don't understand these redemptive gifts, we tend to judge them. If we're a prophet, we'll look at somebody who's merciful and say, you need to be, you know, you're not following Christ because you're doing this, this, this in your life, and you need to stop it. Whereas somebody who's merciful and loving might look at a prophet and say, you're judgmental. You need to love people and quit being so judgmental to people. And we start to get into this clash, and what we miss is that, you know what, we're just different parts of the same body, and we're all important. The body of Christ needs all of it. If we were all prophets, we would probably never receive anybody from outside the church because we wouldn't be loving at all, right? If we were all merciful, we would never call somebody to repentance and tell them, hey, look, what you're doing in your life, you need to change, because we'd be so mercy given. If we were all servants, everybody would walk all over us because we'd have no leadership, right? If we were all leaders, then there would be nobody to serve, and we'd all be fighting for leadership. So all the parts of the body are important, and we're all important in that. Each of us is very unique, and we need to understand where we fit in the body of Christ and how we need to grow those parts of us and how we connect. It's very important for us to be able to understand that. You know, one of the things that when I was kind of going through this, that I was praying, and there was some stuff that God, I guess, kind of started to put in me that I thought was very unique, in the sense that sometimes in our life we can fall into this catch-22 kind of a thing. All of us, I think, strive to be unique. If we're honest with ourselves, we all want to be unique. There's something in us that wants to stand out. There's something in us that wants to be different. You know, we'll get our cell phones, and we'll put custom cases on our phones, and we'll, you know, do up our Facebook page in our unique style, and, you know, our all of our pictures on Instagram and things like that. There's something about us that we want to be unique. We want to be our own person. But at the same time, while we're trying to be unique and we're trying to be different and we're trying to stand out, a lot of times we base our value on our comparison of how we compare to somebody else. How closely are we to somebody else? Whereas on one hand, we're trying to be unique and we're trying to be different, but then on the other hand, we find our value in how well we measure up to somebody else. And they really contradict one another. Right? I mean, if you're trying to be different and you're trying to be unique, then you shouldn't try to compare yourself to somebody else. Because the whole point of what you're wanting to do is you're wanting to be unique and different. But yet, we tend to do both. And we tend to have this struggle. I want to be different, but at the same time, I don't feel like I'm as good as this other person over here. I don't feel like I'm as attractive as they are. I don't feel like I'm as smart as they are. I don't feel like I'm as athletic as they are. And we kind of start to feel bad about ourselves because of the people that we see around us. And what this scripture is talking about is that we shouldn't play that comparison game. It's not about how we compare to those people around us. It's about how we compare to what God has given us inside of us. It's not about, are we as good looking as this person over here, or are we as, you know, smart as somebody over here. It's about, well, what has God given to me? What are the gifts God has given to me? And how can I grow those to be as valuable of a person as I can be in me? Scripture says that we are worth more than anything when it comes to God. God gave his very son for us. So it's not like we can increase in our value in God's sight. We can't. We are as valuable as we're ever going to be to God. God loves us immeasurably. It's about us inside. How do we feel about ourselves? And a lot of times we play that comparison game, and it just beats us down, because we can never feel like we can measure up. And we need to let go of that. And that's what these scriptures are talking about. We need to not play that comparison game, and we need to just look at, what has God put inside of me? What has God given me? What are those gifts that I have that I can begin to develop? And in the meantime, while I'm developing who I am, I'm not going to turn around and judge and look down on somebody else because they have a different gift than I do. I'm going to walk with them, and together we're going to make up a full body, because we have many different parts, and we make up those many parts, and all those parts make up one body, and that's how we're going to walk together. We need each other to be able to grow in the body of Christ. We need each other, and we can't all be the exact same. Just like we have this desire to be our own person, that's what God has made us to be, our own unique person, different from anybody else around us. We each have our own gifts, we each have our own talents, we each have our own thoughts, our own ways of looking at things, and each of us is valuable because Christ has made us that way. And when we all come together as a body, that's when we can move forward. When we let go of those judgments and those pointing fingers and everything else, we can begin to move forward. And that's when the body of Christ will really begin to grow and we'll feel fulfillment in God through all of us moving together. So I want to encourage you in that. As you leave today, think about that. What are those gifts that God has put in you? What is it about you that you carry that you can begin to really develop in your life? Not just roaming around like a zombie, not thinking about it, but really being purposeful. God has given me this gift, and I'm going to develop this gift in me. And I'm going to use it with all the faith and ability God has given me. I'm going to develop it, and I'm going to use it, and I'm going to grow in it. I'm not going to become this zombie-like thing that I'm just going to wander through life and just let life happen to me, and it doesn't really matter. No, I'm going to take control of the gifts that God has given me, and I'm going to grow in those, and I'm going to be purposeful in the things that I do. It's very important for us to think about those things, and I want to encourage you in that.